Good morning on this Saturday, 12 o'clock on the 18th of April 2020. I would like to share with you a few thoughts that was really helpful to me personally. I realized how toxic negative self-talk had a negative influence in my life. Oh my word, I remember whenever I failed in the past, I will go into a self-pity, think negative about myself to the extent that I started to believe that I will never come right. We all have an inner critic. At some times, this little voice can actually be helpful to us and keep us motivated towards our goals, being our own cheerleaders. And also, this voice can help us when we want to eat something that is not healthy and to make us more aware of what we're going to eat now. It's not healthy, but sometimes we still do. Or what we are about to do that will not be wise. And this voice is telling us, don't do it. Sometimes we still do that. So there is a positive side also about this inner voice. However, this little voice can often be more harmful than helpful, particularly when it gets into the realm of excessive negativity. So how do negative emotions affect us? Anger, frustration, fear, and other negative emotions are all part of the human experience. They can all lead to stress and often seen as emotions to be avoided, ignored, or in other ways disowned. But they can actually be healthy for us to experience as well. A better approach is to manage them without denying them. And there are several reasons for this. And today I would like to encourage all my listeners, do not fall in the trap of negative self-talk, because it can really bring us down. When your self-talk is negative, you may perceive things as more stressful. For example, when you tell yourself something is difficult or unfair, it becomes more stressful to deal with than if you tell yourself it is a challenge or even a test. Managing emotions is more about embracing the fact that we are feeling them, determining why we are feeling this way, and allowing ourselves to receive the message that they are sending us before we realize them and move forward. Yes, the statement may sound a little bit odd, but our emotions are definitely designed to be messages to tell us something, and these messages can be very valuable if we listen. If you say, I can't handle this, you more likely can't. This is because your subconscious mind tends to believe the thoughts it hears. You can limit your abilities by telling yourself, you can't, that is too hard, or that you shouldn't even try. Then you limit yourself. To stop with negative thoughts and creating habitually positive internal dialogue can reduce stress and empower you. Negative thoughts about yourself disempower you, and people will take advantage of your weaknesses. And I'm saying today to you, never allow people to take advantages of your weaknesses. So when people talk negative about you, while you are also talking negative about you or thinking negative things about you, people will take advantage of you. Empower yourself. the best possibility is that self-experience that you need to go through. And how can I best practice that self-exercise? Daily journaling. And you know what? Even if you take a few minutes a day and just spend some time writing things down, or just spending some time and reflecting on your own life of yesterday, of the good things that you did, of the things that you actually shouldn't have done, and the things that you said that was a motivation to people, but also things that you said that was harmful to people. Reflect on that. Make notes about that. And see how you can work today to a better future tomorrow and as the days goes by. Secondly, visualization technique that basically involves envisioning your life in the future and challenging yourself to imagine the best possible life you can live, the best possible vision of yourself that you can be. Do you believe in your abilities? Do you believe that you are stronger men and women that whatever you think? Do you believe that you can rise above your circumstances? Go and sit down. Visualize your future in a positive way. Journaling. And you will be surprised what you will find. I've got a few biblical verses for you that will also help you. And this is the foundation that you should know that you are made in the image of God. Philippians 4 verse 8 is saying, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Not negative things. Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Hebrews 13 verse 5, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me? Romans 8:28, very familiar verse. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord help you. Whenever you think a little bit negative about yourself, whenever you want to speak down to yourself, whenever you believe certain things that people are saying about you that is negative, my encouragement to you today is, think positive. Use the Word of God as your foundation and know that you are His child. God bless you.